to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG. Of course, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, which I don't know if I can do this. I'm going to go for it, though. Soft opening?
The opening was the only thing soft in that building.
All right, let's...
because I was rock hard, baby.
Let's not...
It's been... How many years have we been waiting for this place to open?
Now nobody wants to go there.
Oh, whatever. This I think I just sold it.
I think you sold something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that. You heard his voice, everybody. Corey Vincent's on the show, everybody.
What's up, pizzas?
So, yeah, they had a little soft opening today. A little relaxed vibe. You know, a little... I don't know what. 15 people? Little small crowd.
It was intimate. It was a private affair.
Yes. It wasn't for the masses yet.
As for Wednesday.
Yes. And I feel like it it spawned a random wedding right across the street.
I think they're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah.
That's a great location.
Wedding crowd?
Yeah.
A great location
to
the
be.
Company? Oh, I thought you meant to get married.
Both. I get married at Oblivion.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? So you heard it here
marriage
first. Yeah, renewed his vows right here at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Everybody heard
second
it here.
Second marriage to Christine, what's her name?
Aguilera?
No.
Yep.
The girl from the sports cast thing we were watching.
I thought her name was like Kylie or something. To his right, the man with the backwards cap, everybody, wearing the mainframe all the time. Don't forget, mainframe. Insane in the mainframe.
Insane, got no frame.
The real David Webb's here, everybody.
What's going on, everybody?
How did you enjoy Oblivion? Because you seem to be on like a shopping spree.
Yeah, I went a little crazy. I got some free comics. And
so
then
free condoms, okay.
Yep. Yeah, they were giving those away.
Free condom book day.
Yeah.
Free condom book day.
It was
That's
free
what it was, right?
Day. Yeah, yeah, exactly
and
what
then,
it was.
And then I got some trades. I got Walking Dead Volume 1.
Awesome.
And The Flash Rebirth Volume 1.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to read Flash Rebirth.
Savitar Rebirth.
Beginning.
Okay.
And but I had to cut off how many?
Why?
Series because I can't go broke.
What do you mean you can't go broke?
I can't go broke.
Always go for broke.
Comic books are like a nickel, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
nickel.
That sounds good.
Just a nickel and a candy bar you can get. I don't know where I was going with that. Who else is on the show, Aaron?
He's back, everybody.
Smooth.
It was so nice that he did it twice. Gondo, everybody.
Gando!
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
How's everyone
David
doing?
Bribe.
I can't believe you guys like were so desperate you had to call me twice in one
first
week.
First of all, it wasn't desperativity.
Desperativity?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Desperation,
That's
maybe?
Nope. I like desperativity better.
Okay.
This was something where you did the weekend show, or the weekday show.
Yes.
You needed to do the weekend show as well to round out your world tour.
Oh, okay.
And it's National Comic Book
and
Freedom
comic
Day,
book,
and
yeah.
He's the comic book guru of our group. The legitimate one. You're a paper champion. Actually, no, you're not a paper champion. You don't look the actual
digital champion.
Wiki champion.
Wiki champion. There
we go.
Wiki
champion.
I like Wiki.
I'll take digital champion.
Nice.
Don't forget to go cop my mixtape, everybody. Of course, you can get it at all Incredible Universes and Good Guys across the U.S.
I'm upset. I'm really upset with you.
You sit
Aaron.
On the throne.
But before
of
we
lies.
Get to that, before why you're upset to me, of course, they're here week in, week out, of course. The chat. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
They're already popping off about my mixtape in here. Album of
the There's not one comment.
I'm album on the of the year. I got on my Twitter, which I thank you very much, Theron Green TG. It's a small little, you know, 16 tracks. Nothing, you know, heavy.
Are they all like 20 seconds?
That's neither here nor there. You have to go to the good guys, man. Pick it up. It's fire. I promise you. One is R&B and one is hip hop. I like to mix it up. It's Days and Night at the Fairmont. The day one, of course, is the hip hop, and the night's one is the R&B one.
I gotta say, my favorite track is No Tolls.
No Tolls is dope.
Yeah.
No Tolls is dope. Actually, I just got a bill in the mail for that No Tolls.
Did you?
Isn't that what I told you?
Thought it wasn't coming.
Yeah.
That's exactly. And then it gets you.
Yeah. Literally today, looked in the mail and it was like, oh, No Tolls. Hasn't that dropped? So that means you can pay this then, can't you?
That's yeah. how they found you.
Yeah,
if you,
exactly.
If you didn't release that mixtape.
I shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have.
I'm yeah. upset that I wasn't asked to be a featured artist.
You know what? I'm upset about that too. Not well, me, but Corey.
Well, I'm not upset.
Well, first of all, you probably couldn't be on this one. I mean, I still got four more in the works, so who knows where it's going
to
go.
You have a contract, man?
Look.
That's a sticky situation.
When the creativity comes, Gondo, I just got to go with it, baby. I got to go with it. 16 tracks, everybody, in every Incredible Universe and Good Guys across America. From what I hear from my, you know, my publicist, she tells me that it's burning up out there.
She's lying.
Yeah, it's burning up. I trust her.
Sit on a throne of lies.
It's just his mom, okay?
I trust her. Trust her since birth. So it is free comic book day, everybody. Oblivion's Comics and Comics is where Oblivion Coffee and Comics is where the VGB spent a good 4 hours. Kind of breathing it in, getting those free comics. What you pick up, Webb? You picked up what's the free one? What were the free ones?
The free ones
I
picked
Wonder
up.
Wonder Woman or something.
Like yeah, that? There was a Wonder Woman Rebirth, all new Guardians. I picked up a Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess. I think.
You just didn't want to play the game.
Yeah.
Okay, so read the comic book. I guess that's better. Yeah.
Read the book, skip the game. There's a fourth one. Something from Image.
I hate Image.
I hate Image. Is that
the
yeah.
one? Is that the one with all the characters on there and like dead and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Cause, yeah. Because you and I were saw some of the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ones that we got to bag and board. And Neil was saying that it looked really good, so I wanted to pick up the free one before I drop money dollars.
And all the comic books at Oblivion CNC are all bagged and boarded, right?
Yes. Like all bagged and boarded. And
that's the Oblivion guarantee.
That's the Oblivion guarantee.
Yeah, that's what it says on the sign.
Gondo, how does that suit you? Like, have you ever run into...
What do you,
does that
what do you
suit
mean?
You?
Like, bagged and boarded. Is that a norm for comic book stores? I didn't know that.
That's,
I thought that was
that's
just,
pretty common, yeah.
Is it pretty common? Okay.
Yeah, there's a couple ones where they put them on the rack just...
As
naked,
is,
yeah. And then you have to buy your bag and board separately. Which
Shysters
I've done
here.
A few times, but okay. then I always feel like I need to have the bag and board, too, to go with it.
Yeah, you gotta have the bag and board. Because
everything else is bagged, so I can't just have, like, three that aren't. It's like, what? It's not gonna fit in my box.
You gotta glove it up, people. No glove, no love. Like, I feel like that's a... I don't know, if you really want to keep these things pristine, you should, first of all, buy two. You know, you get one that you can finger around with, and then the other one you keep... In your bag, and you don't ever open it. You just stuff it in your box and put it in the closet, right?
Exactly.
Corey, what did you pick up?
I picked up the same comics as he did.
The exact
same
ones?
For the free ones.
Oh,
yeah,
the free ones, okay.
Actually, tit for tat, I picked up the exact same free ones. I picked up the X-Men Gold.
Saw that.
The anti-Semitic one that they canceled, essentially.
Yeah. Which is really rare now, because all those stands had to take them off and send them back to Marvel.
Or, so you're planning on just keeping this for your personal anti-Semitic?
Absolutely.
Okay. Or are you planning on selling it in the future to make money off the Nazis?
I
the
figure,
blood of the Jewish people that died during World War II.
You know, there's no really safe way to get out of this one.
I don't think so.
I mean, it's just one of those things that's super rare that you want. Like, if you have a chance to... If someone came up to you, Aaron, and was like, I have Hitler's uniform.
No.
Do you want it?
No.
Wasn't this an episode of Always Sunny?
This was an episode of Always Sunny.
I mean,
this was an episode.
It was actually his. It's part of history. It doesn't mean that you're a Jew killer or you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
Donate it to a museum.
Yeah, you donate it to a museum.
Museums don't even take that stuff.
They don't?
No, they're not going to take that stuff.
I have a feeling they would.
Literally, did you see the episode where he was like, you're trying to...
No, wait. Hang on, there's a difference. They may take a donation.
Oh, yeah, they may take a donation.
Yeah. They were trying
to
sell it.
Okay,
that's different.
Why. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah, a museum wouldn't buy it from me.
No,
but they would
no.
take it if they I was giving it to them.
That's a horrible thing. Why would they even...
Like the Holocaust Museum would take that.
Okay. I could see that.
There's just a thrill in having something that you're not supposed to have.
Oh,
It was recalled, and I have one. You never know when it's going to come in handy.
It might. You might see it at one of those road shows later on.
Hey, okay, name a scenario where that's going to come in handy.
He gets kidnapped by the KKK, and then he's like, wait,
guys, it's okay.
And I got this comic book.
All right, he's free to go. Check that out. Wave him through.
The original X-Men.
Now, speaking of rarities, Corey, you also got Secret Empire Zero, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that one, they were telling me, has a misprint in it. And so that's also rare.
Bam. I'm two for two today.
What's the misprint?
I don't think it's anything like anything as bad as like anti-Semitism. But
is it something, that's recall worthy?
That's just like,
huh? Is it something recall worthy?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah. They're sending a whole new batch out, but I think they. Said,
but
like,
did they recall the
frame.
First one?
I don't think so.
Okay, so then it's not as rare.
It's not as rare, but it's still rare
because like they recalled the X-Men. So
like
if
Batman
you didn't get it like
the moment it came out
they had to take it off the rack and send them back to Marvel.
Yeah, Aaron. The misprint is that in one of the frames it's Batman.
Okay, that makes sense. That
yeah.
makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of overlap with artists.
Hydra.
There's a lot of overlap with artists.
They forgot who they were drawing for. So it goes Cap and then Batman in the back of Cap.
I can literally see that happen. Writers get the same thing. You know, you're writing for Captain America and you get your confusion with the Guardian from DC. And you're like, oh, well, the same person, right? They got shields. So there you go.
Yeah.
But I don't think I didn't pick up anything for the free comic book
even
day.
Even the free ones.
Not even the free
ones.
You
didn't have to spend any money. You
No, actually, I mean, I spent money. I bought a donut and a drink.
No, I'm saying you have to spend money on the comics. You just walk over to the section, pick them up.
Oh, you're saying for the home. Free comics and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. I have two free comics that I got for my birthday. One, which is Black Panther, Marvel Knights, Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the one from the Loot Crate that we did a while back, Corey, where it was the Black Panther meets Falcon for the first time. And it was like a 2-page thing of them meeting. And the rest was not anything
Well, I mean,
else.
They show like right at the very end or something, he'll show up.
Exactly, yeah. And it was basically just like, hey, there's another black guy in this
That
universe.
Happens a lot in like first appearances. They'll show up as like a single panel.
Yeah.
And then like...
It was very anticlimactic. Both of those comic books I do treasure, but not enough to keep them in pristine condition. So they're kind of just stuffed in my closet.
Are they bagged?
No. That's the other thing.
They're trash now.
They're not even bagged.
They're trash now.
Yeah,
I have one bagged and boarded comic book, and that's the Marvel hip-hop variant cover for Silver Surfer.
Okay.
So it's you can buy a bag and boarded comic from Oblivion.
Understand.
And that protects it, number one. Number two, you buy a box. I'm 99% sure they're selling boxes.
They probably will be.
And
yeah, because
you can keep them in the box to protect them. And then don't put it in your closet. Put it, like, somewhere safer.
Like...
I don't know your room.
Okay, I mean... I'm just saying.
I don't know your life.
Like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not the type to collect... things or anything like that. Like, I can't think of anything that I really collect.
The paper instead of the wiki.
I read digital comics as well. And you know who you guys can blame for that? The two people right here. Gondo. Hey, thanks for the follow.
Yeah.
Gondo and Corey. Because the first time I believe you guys fixed my computer a long time ago, you stuffed a whole bunch of Deadpool and Cable. Other just comic books all on there.
Yeah.
And I spent hours and hours and hours just reading all through all these different comic books and stuff.
That's
like
how
that.
I got started, and then I got into the paper stuff.
And so I was like, digital's the way to go, people. It's the future.
Uh-huh.
Digital's the future. You know? So
unless you're in Sacramento,
then go to
Oblivion
Comics,
Comics and Coffee.
Aaron, if it ain't Oblivion, it ain't comics.
No, they had the first thing I walked in and I saw like a tap, like a beer tap.
Yeah,
in the back. And it caught my attention immediately because I was like, oh, this place is going to a whole nother level. And apparently it's a nitro cold brew, which it's like the silkiest, smoothiest, coffeeest, beeriest drink you could have that gives you just a crazy rush, tastes amazing,
so,
and it's beautiful.
So this thing, though, you said – can you ever say a soda is silky and smooth?
No, it's not like carbonated like that.
That's what I asked.
It's like nitro is like hypercarbonation, where it's just like smooth. It's not like bubbly.
Yeah.
Okay.
it's frothy and like foamy. Rich, and it just absorbs into your mouth and goes down your throat.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm not a coffee drinker.
I'm with you.
One, so I probably won't enjoy it. Two, I just literally like the teas. You know, I go for the teas to make sure my chi is centered and everything like that. And they had a very robust tea there. It was like a mango doohickey or something like that. But when you smell the leaves, it was definitely like, oh yeah, this is the truth. So I'll give it to their tea.
This is the truth.
You two are the worst at describing beverages.
It was smooth. It was robust. I can taste the wood chips that were in
the mango wood chips.
Yeah,
yeah,
from the northern forest of Canada. That's where all mangoes come from, right?
Yeah. the nitro cold brew.
You tried it too, right?
I did. It's super strong. It had me wired.
That's what I was gonna ask. Is it like one of those things where it's like highly, you know, caffeinated?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Well,
it's
so
coffee. So yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't drinking.
Uh huh.
Gondo.
Drink.
I haven't drank.
Drank.
Coffee.
Pass out.
Consistently in a long time, and so I don't know if it was because I've lowered my tolerance, or if it just had like a higher percentage of caffeine than normal. It was good either way.
The short nerdy guy in chat says they have great tea. So, were you out there, short nerdy guy, and why didn't you step up and say hello?
He kind of works there.
Who is this? I don't know who this is. I don't know who short nerdy guy is.
Yeah, you do. You know him.
Give me a name, people. I'm not.
You
good
can't
with
call
names.
People out on the internet like
Jay.
That.
Yeah, if he wanted to use his name, he would have used his name.
Oh, Jay, he was sitting with us the whole time.
There you go.
Sons of Anarchy. Have I done that before with short nerdy guy?
Yes, you have.
Oh, well, there you go. It's going to happen. It's a thing now, Jay. So there you go. There you go. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
Limp to the finish there. What happened there, Corey?
I'm out of practice here, guys.
Yeah, so. You have an excuse, that's, Corey.
I have no excuse. I just didn't feel like doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, deal with it.
Oh, looking for a new co-host for the video game banging.
Yeah. Jay?
I'm here.
Drew and the Tar says, WTF, Corey.
Yeah. Jazz pissed. Yeah.
I don't have to answer to none of you.
Terrible. So going with Comic Books Day, the first story we have here on the docket, MCU news, everybody. Before the show, we watched a couple of, just one trailer, actually, I guess.
Trailer is a strong word.
Well, yeah.
Teaser. That's
so
a teaser.
A voiceover. Teaser voiceover for Marvel's The Inhumans.
Crossover with Game of Thrones.
Basically, because you got the royal family up on front. Has anybody in this room seen Hell on Wheels?
No.
Corey, did you see Hell on Wheels? I thought somebody else watched it with me. Maybe it was just Lunchbox in the chat room. But the main character on there, Bohannon, is going to play the main character in The Inhumans. Who actually probably has the easiest role because he'll have no talking lines.
It can also be the hardest role, though, because you have to do all your stuff with facial impressions.
True, but I mean, how hard is it to emote with your face? I don't like that sad face. You know, I'm mad at that angry face.
Ask a stormtrooper. It's hella difficult.
No, so yeah, you got Black Bolt, you got Medusa. What's the guy that can see the... The weak points and things?
It starts with a K.
Maximus.
No, it's not Maximus. But Maximus is in there. You got Gorgon or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Which is played by a black guy. So.
Wait, what's his name?
Take that with anything you want. Gorgon or Goron? Or
is it Gordon?
I don't think it's Gordon.
It's not Gordon, right? Because Gordon is in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, it's no. This dude has
a different guy.
This dude has like horse feet. Horse legs or something like that.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. So it's not the dude that can. It's not the dude with no eyes that could teleport.
No. This guy like stomps the ground and can make shockwaves with his horse feet. And,
oh, that's unique.
But they don't show his horse feet in the little Marvel's picture that they have. That
well, it's all just like
Entertainment Weekly show.
Waist up.
And then so
you forgot Crystal.
Oh yeah, and then Crystal is there. What's Crystal's deal?
She controls the elements. What? She's the Avatar.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah. The last Avatar.
They didn't show Lockjaw. But they did have some behind-the-scenes pictures from, I think, earlier, like a month or so ago, where they did show, like, a giant stuffed foam placement for where Lockjaw is going to be CG'd
in.
That's
so cute. I love all that stuff. The little green stuffed animals they carry around set. Yeah,
that, so you know Lockjaw is going to be in it. But the internet was kind of going a little rough on the Entertainment Weekly photo shoot.
It was underwhelming.
They were, one of the tweets that I saw was, I've seen adult movies parodies that had better costumes than these guys. And then I saw one that put like the comic book royal family and says expectations versus reality.
Mm-hmm.
They were going hard on it. And
well,
I,
the hard part is it's a TV show. It's not an actual like feature movie.
True. So it doesn't have
the quality is going to be really like low compared to the movies that we wanted.
Here's one of the things I think they could have gone a different path with. Medusa.
Yeah.
Her hair shouldn't have been a wig. They should have literally just put like a green cap on the actress and just CG'd the whole thing as kind of like a live flowing thing.
Yeah.
I think that's too expensive for TV.
Oh, my God.
So they can
gosh.
Only do
what
that during
their
action
budgets?
Scenes.
No, well, hang on, because this is going to be on ABC. Now,
okay.
I'm super behind on S.H.I.E.L.D. I do know that Ghost Rider is on S.H.I.E.L.D.
He is.
And he has the full flame.
He does. But how many? Because, like, remember, she's the mouthpiece of Black Bolt, correct?
Yes.
True.
So that means
she's
going to be.
She's going to have a lot of screen time. So how many times? Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
If she's going to be there all the time, then it's like.
They don't have the budget for that, man. Hair is hard to animate. Just talk to Pixar.
Hair is hard to animate.
Hair?
I mean, I don't know. It's a tough thing. I didn't like it because it's all relaxed and down her back and stuff like that. I'm like, come on. Come on. When she uses it, it better not look like some fake like rope.
It's going to look exactly like TV show CGI.
Oh, then I don't think I want that.
Well,
no, you probably don't.
The first episode's going to look really good.
Yes.
And then the second. And then
yeah, and then
two,
the rest is going to just be kind of.
Yeah, it's going to go meh.
Garbage. But apparently, according to the description, it's going to be more of a political type of show that's going to focus more on the royal family's inner dealings within the royal family. So, kind of a. I don't want to say Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones, because Bolton Ramsay is.
Freaking Bolton Ramsay. He's Bolton Ramsay.
Maximus, right? You said?
Yeah.
Gatto?
Yeah.
Maximus Prime. Yeah.
So, you know, anything, you know, goes, I guess, with Bolton. So there's going to be dogs. Put it that way.
There's going to be dogs.
There is going to be a dog.
There's going to be dogs. Except for Bolton's dogs don't open portals. What's going on?
I'm curious to know how much they're going to integrate with S.H.I.E.L.D. Because S.H.I.E.L.D. has been doing Inhumans for the past, like, three seasons.
They have.
So, and you have Daisy, or Quake, is, like, leading... like this Inhuman team. I think they're the Secret Warriors.
Yeah.
The name. On S.H.I.E.L.D. So I think it'd be... They would have to do some crossover. Because it would be dumb if they are tech, quote-unquote, in the same universe, but they don't ever see each other.
So this is my big gripe. And maybe, Gondo, you can give your two cents on it.
Okay.
I don't like the Inhumans. I don't think I ever have... liked this newest iteration of the Inhumans where they're more massively there's more abundance of them everywhere as opposed to just the royal family and maybe a couple of extras that have been, you know, exposed to the Terrigen Mist.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Marvel's excuse for handing over the rights to the X-Men.
Oh, so they're replacing mutants in your eyes.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like that's what they're doing. Because, you know, the mutants, you know, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a big issue. Regular people don't like mutants. There's the whole that, you know, that type of thing. But, and humans just seems like they have the exact same things. Like, they're people with abilities, humans with abilities, except for they just don't have that prejudice against them that I've seen so far, like, played out in comic books.
Well, because... the Inhumans knew that would happen, and that's why they hid themselves away from the world for like years.
Yeah, and they're like, are they going to do that in the show? Or are they going to just be on the, you know, the moon, the blue side of the moon, or whatever it's called?
Well, in S.H.I.E.L.D.,
they started out that way.
They started out that way.
They were living like in the Himalayas or whatever.
Yeah, and then when spoilers because it's like two seasons ago.
Yeah, nobody's watching.
The Terrigen Mist was released.
Uh huh.
And, well, sort of. It got put into, crystals fell into the ocean. Fish ate the crystals. The fish were caught. Fish oil pills were made.
Mercury poisoning, guys.
People, what are we?
Mercury poisoning. All
right. People took open your eyes, people.
Anyway.
Anyway, now there's a lot of Inhumans.
So now there's a lot of Inhumans.
That's how they spread it? Okay.
Yeah. And it was very much like an X-Men kind of thing. People were prejudiced against them. There's a whole government task force that was focused on tracking them down and capturing them. So they kind of went that same route, kind of mirroring the X-Men.
Okay, I'm already...
Yeah, so what's probably going to happen is the royal family is somewhere off in space. They've been seeing all this shit going down. They're going to be like, oh, those are all my people. And they're going to come back to Earth, try and round up their people, and get them to some kind of safe haven.
Yeah, put them in concentration camps. I see what they're going
to
do.
They're going to fly them to the moon.
Also in the MCU news, Hulu is actually leaked a Runaways trailer.
Well, Hulu didn't leak it.
Yes. We found the internet.
The internet leaked it.
The Hulu Runaways trailer. And it looks good. I'm not going to lie. I got to read the whole Runaway comic book. And
is there a Velociraptor in it?
I did not see that. Jeez, good catch there, sir. No.
That's what we have
I did not see that.
Not the teaser.
No, that wasn't a teaser, though. The way that they were showing stuff, it made it look like that was the first, like, six episodes. So you would have seen the Velociraptor by then.
So season two.
No. See, okay. I don't know, because this is a question I had when we watched it. Does Hulu, and maybe somebody in chat can drop this answer, does Hulu drop an entire season whenever they do original stuff, or do they still just do week by week?
Oh, I don't know.
Because like Netflix, you know, you drop it, you can watch all Luke Cage, boom, get it out. If I can do that with this Inhuman, I mean not Inhuman, excuse me, the
Runaways.
I was about to say Defenders right next too after that. Then that'd be dope. But if not, then I don't think I'm going to sit around and wait week after week for that. I'll wait for it to be all the way done and then go watch it.
That's exactly how I watch TV.
Yeah, it's the best way to watch TV. Corey, you're not interested in Runaways?
Nope.
Even after seeing the trailer?
Nope.
Wow.
I didn't see the trailer.
It follows the comic book, it looks like, very, very closely.
Okay.
I've told you this many times. I have no time to watch these television
shows. Oh, yeah, you're watching Top Chef and...
No, Master Chef Junior.
British's Best Bake Show, whatever is that one?
Cake Boss. I watch a lot of Cake Boss.
What is it? Garrett in the chat says, I think it's week by week. So I guess I'll see it in 2018, everybody.
Yeah, just take you 2 months to get them all out. It'll be fine.
I don't want to watch them. Four episodes? What? You said 2 months.
2 months, yeah.
How so many eight weeks? Episodes?
Okay, there you go. How many weeks are in 2 months?
How many episodes are going to be in the season?
I don't know. It depends.
30.
It's terrible. Have you read the comic book all the way through?
No.
Okay. So then we'll move right along. This is an old one from our past, from the VGB past, everybody. Remember a little game called The Long Dark?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, apparently now they have a story mode.
Really?
Yes.
So you see how you end up there?
Yes, actually you do. And the new story mode follows the adventures of bush pilot Will McKenzie and Dr. Astrid Greenwood, who are separated in the northern Canadian woods after their plane crashes into a mysterious electrical storm. So, when you play this game, Corey, was it just kind of a drop you in and then you explore? You played early access, right?
Yeah. I haven't played it for a while. So I played it like early alpha, I believe. And at that point, it was just kind of like Minecraft-esque, where every time you started, it put you in a different location. You'd play until you die, and then it would start you in a new spot.
Well, they're saying that the story mode on this one is about 6 to 10 hours. The players must survive long enough to find shelter, of course, after the crash. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like we had a little stake in their success here, because they came on our show like way early, way, way out.
It's true. You should reach out to them.
Yeah, we got to get them back on the show and see what inspired the story. The whole
Raphael Van Lierop, wasn't he one of our first big guests?
He was.
Yeah.
When we did the Nerd Reactor deal, that was part of our first super show. We had Janice Davis and Raphael Van Lierop.
Apparently, it's going to be episodic, it says, because it's saying the first episode is 6 to 10 hours. Said three remaining episodes will be released throughout the rest of the year, in the first half of our first bit of 2018.
The pump. I really don't like episodic video games.
What's your gripe with episodic video games?
I have to wait.
Well, yeah. So it's my week-to-week theory thing. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. That makes perfect sense.
Aaron doesn't like episodic television shows.
I do not. Just give it to me all in one big lump sum. Like,
it's called a movie, and they do that.
Yeah, but they don't do like 10-hour movies.
Lord of the Rings.
Because then you'd be complaining about, man, those 10-hour movies are long. I wish they'd give it to me bit by bit. In like 30 to 40 minutes.
I need a breaking point so I can go to the bathroom and like make dinner and stuff.
That's
you know?
A pause button is for.
No, but you gotta get a lull in the action, you know?
Oh, but then you just wait till you killed everybody in the first little room and then you press pause. Drew in the TARDIS says episodic equals greedy developers.
To a degree. Didn't we see that happen when they're re-releasing
Final Fantasy?
Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
To me, that is a greedy move.
Yeah, that's a greedy move. That's playing on their hype of, you know, the Final Fantasy VII nutballs out there who really love that game.
Because the game existed in one cohesive package before.
I wouldn't say one cohesive package, but like three discs on the PlayStation 1.
You know, but it was...
but yeah, but you buy them
buy
all together.
It once and you had all three of them. Like, this is... Scum lords.
We'll but people are still going to lap it up like thirsty dogs in the desert. They're going to put that bowl of water in front of them and they're going to lap it all up. So fight the power, everybody. Final Fantasy VII, don't buy it.
If you learn one thing today,
emulate it.
This episode is sponsored by RPGs, JRPGs, everybody. Twitch workshops will be taught soon by Twitch, everybody. Did you know that?
Is that teaching me how to stream? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yes. So apparently there's a way to stream well, and there's a way to stream...
Like us.
Not so well.
Yeah.
Like us.
We're in the middle.
We're in the middle somewhere.
Are we?
Somewhere in the gray area.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
Debatable.
This July, Amazon's billion-dollar baby will be inviting established and aspiring broadcasters to San Francisco for a training to help level up your hosting prowess.
Oh, they're not going to stream it so everyone can watch it?
That'd be too easy.
some executive right now is like, you son of a... We stream it! Why didn't we just stream this? We're a streaming service, everybody. Yeah, no, you got to go out to San Francisco. That's what you got to do. You know, I think they got it. If they don't stream it, that is stupid. So...
They stream their con, don't they?
Do they stream Twitch?
Parts of it, yeah.
Yeah, they stream the showrooms.
And like the main stage.
That's got to be... Don't they have like guest streamers? Like a little spotlight stage where...
Yeah, they have like these little streaming pods.
Yeah, well,
that's where they stream to their own channels. They don't stream to...
But I'm saying you get like the guests, like the high, you know, people. I don't know.
Yeah, like the very famous Twitch ones. They're like hosting their shows on different stages.
Yes.
But then they have little crowds. Stream pods where if you register early enough, you can set like a time block where you can like when Corey and I went, if we thought ahead, we could have set a time to go to a stream pod and stream.
Hey, next time.
Yeah. Do we have any plans on it? You make it sound like there's no plans to return. What's up? What's on your chest there, Webb?
Well, we've been to the first one.
So that's it. Yeah, that's all you really need to go to, right?
When they moved the second one down to
San Diego,
it's like it's not really worth going.
Man, everything's
that far.
In San Diego now.
Yeah,
I'm so sad.
If they come back to San Fran, I'd be down to go again.
They're never coming back.
Wow.
You
and Corey have just been like moody.
What's it all for?
Wow.
Why am I even here,
Why
guys?
Why are we here?
This is gonna be a
guys. Mindless. Put the razors down.
No, jeez. This is Twitch, not their Twitch.
So,
right?
what's funny about this is YouTube has something very similar. They have like the YouTube Academy.
What?
So YouTubers, so aspiring YouTubers can go on when you make a YouTube channel, and you can get access to these videos that are like. How to frame the shot well, how to, you know, edit, and how to do end cards and music and you know, all the aspects of a good YouTube video. You can watch these training, how to boost your views, how to set up your channel, stuff like that.
How do you boost your views? Like, what do they teach you to do that?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Because obviously he didn't watch it. You remember his YouTube channel.
They're saying that you could do the same thing with this, with the Twitch thing. How are you supposed to boost your views?
Is this the thing where they're trying to get people to pay money to go out to this thing, or is it just like they're just being super duper generous?
There's probably a ticket.
I feel like there's a lot of suckers out there, because I've listened to a lot of theories from a lot of very popular Twitch streamers, and the good ones will tell you that there's a bunch of stuff you got to do, but then the biggest part is the luck factor that you have no control over.
Yeah, there's some X factor that nobody can really control. You just either kind of make it or you don't.
And it's definitely random. Like, you don't see, like, a certain style is always popular.
Yeah.
I would say a little bit on YouTube, because they do have the very popular guys who, like, start with a very loud intro, and then they go into some goofy voice.
Hey,
or something.
You beautiful
exactly.
bastards!
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, nothing against any of them. Like, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, but
the thing about that is it's not like we could start doing YouTube channels and or YouTube videos and start off the videos like that, and that instantly is going to boost our.
Yeah,
brains.
Like I don't that's think just, that's the
that's
yeah.
like what they do, and that's what they're known for, kind of thing.
Lunchbox in the chat says twerk on camera. There's your.
I don't think you want any of us to twerk on
but
camera.
But I'm just saying that got her the.
Work for Zoe Boyga.
Yeah.
But it's been done.
Oh, so now you're saying nobody else can do it?
Well, I'm just saying it's not going to have as much success because it's been done already.
Even her, though, I've seen some of her videos for research purposes only.
Of course.
Good save.
Of course.
And she says that, you know, there's tons of other hot girls trying to twerk on camera and do the same thing that you just don't see. It's not like she was the only one doing it for something. She had a stroke of luck. She got in.
Somebody stroked for luck.
She.
Let's move on along on this one.
But there was an X factor, you know, and there's a reason why she garnered all this attention. There's just for whatever reason.
What about the promises as well? She did the nudes at a million.
There's other girls doing that too.
Really?
Yeah, she started a wave of other ones who started doing similar things that they were going to do flat out porn if they got to a certain number.
Good lord!
Corey started offering that for our YouTube.
And
I tried.
We went
yield nothing.
It didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, I got to take a shot.
I didn't know how we got negative followers. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, they had to do that especially for us.
Good old Ninja says, very sexy Korean girl in real life is the key, Aaron. I guess. Korean girls are an in thing now? Is that the thing?
I don't know.
All women are beautiful, everybody. Remember that. Remember that. Next on the docket is classic zombie maps are returning to Call of Duty Black Ops Thrace. Why is this?
How classic are we talking
about? Long. We're talking about real classic. We got Verrucht, if you remember that one.
I don't remember a lot of things.
There were a lot of German names.
I don't know them by name whatsoever. You have to like describe the one that had this or that in it.
The one that had the building and the zombies came through and attacked you.
Okay, yeah. You're actually 100% right, Webb. Like, you couldn't be any more right. Think about all the ones. It starts off with World at War zombie maps. You're getting pretty much all of those.
Okay. I think I remember one of those.
And I want to say Black Ops 1 was Shanghai. Was kind of the Asian-themed one where it had kind of like a...
Is that considered a classic map?
I guess. It's long ago enough, so...
Is it like 3-4 years ago? Is that long ago now?
In video game world, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm getting old, guys.
Hey, Ivy in the chat room there.
Ivy Doomkitty graced kangaroo us balls. With her presence. And, of course, she had to talk about kangaroo balls in chat.
Yeah. Drew in the TARDIS, he knows what's going on. He said Verrucht was the first map. I don't know. I said a long time ago, I wish they would have just brought out a straight zombie Call of Duty
game.
Yeah. Just give me all the
just
maps
give
or
up
something
on
like
first,
that.
Like the single player.
I don't
mode.
Need any story from the single player. Just give me
just
the
release
zombies.
A $40 zombie game.
Yeah, you're on the ball, man. You're on the ball. Like, that's exactly what they need to do. I'm kind of done with the Call of Duty games. Now here's an interesting story, everybody. And I know Webb was really, really interested on how this is relating to geek and nerd culture. You gotta remember, Webb, we do tech here as well. Okay, it's very important.
I'm gonna be honest, I skimmed. I did not see one tech thing. So I read the headline and that was about it.
So New York plans to track every homeless person in its borders.
Track?
Yes, track.
Okay. Track. Got it.
Track. Yeah. Not beat up. Not throw out. Track.
Let's keep moving.
to assist New York in its efforts to combat homelessness, the mayor's office is planning to deploy a new tool to count every vagrant person within its borders.
Drones?
That's a little expensive. In the hands of workers to reach out to the homeless every day, Street Smart will help them track health, income, which it's kind of weird for me. Why are you tracking the income of a homeless person?
Because it's easy.
Okay, all right.
I mean, they don't have a lot of income.
It's just zero,
it's basically zero.
I don't know what that means. Like, are they tracking, like, panhandling?
I don't know. It's just, is there, like, an underground currency for homeless people? Like,
I mean, Bitcoin. Maybe they should do some, like, day labor.
Is it bits?
Yeah, bits.
Because, I mean...
Cheering bits. It's good for Twitch and homeless people.
So it's basically a whole bunch of workers. They're going to be able to tag these guys with a metal tag on their ear.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm bouncing from the conversation and chat. And sorry,
are they saying that in chat?
No.
Oh, okay, I was going
to
say.
I'm just talking to people in chat.
Okay. That'd be awesome.
What are they going to do, really? Come on.
So what they're going to do is... Where I lost my place. It's this thing called Street Smart. And so the whole thing about Street Smart is... I don't think I copied that part. Sorry, guys.
So you didn't even get the gist of this?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Tracking bums, everybody. That's what they're doing.
Aaron, I want to see Aaron's process when he makes these notes.
So here's the thing.
Scroll down your Facebook timeline and
put I have
piece
several
of clickbait articles.
I have several different websites I go to. Engadget is one of them, and this is where I got this one from.
Bumfights.com, one of your other big sources.
No. I like Engadget because Engadget covers like the gamut of all nerd and geek stuff. They do, you know, gaming, they do tech and all that type of stuff. But what I've found a little pattern with Engadget and their articles is the first paragraph is usually just like fluff. So it'll be like, you know, have you ever sat at home and wondered why there's so many homeless people? And blah, blah, and like, yep. For a whole paragraph. And then the second paragraph is the actual thing. Well, New York now is going to track all of them by, you know, tagging their tongues.
So
with
you just cut and paste the second paragraph, boom, which didn't have the actual, like, explanation
right
of what's going on.
Right there.
You should start reading your articles before you
just
throw them in there.
I had 2 hours.
That sounds like a lot.
Did you have a Jeopardy thing planned?
For Alex.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about David?
Yeah, Gondo's here.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry,
what?
Gondo.
What?
You don't have a Jeopardy?
He had questions skewed just for Alex. This category is ginger beard.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Because like, if I'd known Gondo was going to be on there, I would have done more comic book day stuff. Like, that would have been, you know, his thing. Sorry, Gondo.
Wait, you're not supposed to tailor Jeopardy questions to the guest.
No,
you're supposed to be level playing field.
Yeah.
Let's hold off on that level playing field BS stuff, because if I made it level playing field, it still doesn't. There is no level playing field with guests that come on here. We had LB come over here and do Jeopardy how many times?
Two?
Like,
I don't know. I wasn't here for most of those.
We had to do it twice, and it was level playing field, and she barely swam. So there is no real level playing field. It's just the questions I come up with, and I wanted to at least give the guest, like I did with LB, a little, you know...
Chance?
A little chance to rap her. Exactly.
My knowledge is pretty specific. I don't know a lot of things.
There it is. So, boom.
Okay, all right. What
if I did hip-hop artists of the
90s? Nothing.
How were the
nothing
questions skewed?
Maybe
to
Alex
one
Baggs knows hip-hop,
maybe
hip-hop
one
artists
know
of the 90s.
Okay, how were the questions skewed?
Literally
give
just,
us, give
literally
us
just
one
gave you
give
one.
Give us one. Let's go.
Literally just gave you one.
Okay.
Hip-hop artists of the 90s?
Yeah, that's not a question.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's a category. Yeah, hip-hop. Let's go.
I will bring it up since...
Bring it up.
Yeah, bring it up.
Bring it up and then bring it on, Aaron.
The two whitest men in the room want to know the hip-hop artists of the 90s.
And what is Bags?
Bags listens to a lot of rap.
So that makes him not a white guy?
Bags
no, he
is
definitely
clear.
No, he's not here
he's
present,
he's
though.
C3.
Yeah, there it is.
He's clear.
I'm just saying. The strawberry blonde bastard is...
from Bostonia?
Yeah.
While you're looking that up, go see Guardians of the Galaxy, everyone. If you're listening to... If you can hear my voice, go see the movie because I want to talk about it.
Pause the episode. Go watch it and come back.
Oh, don't come back because these guys aren't going to have seen it in that time
frame.
Film
Lost
so
didn't
can't
do
like
anything?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to those guys. Probably.
Why?
I don't know. They come here and they record. But
I thought that was mainly going to be the, you know, the big thing.
I want to do a special Guardians of the Galaxy podcast.
And are we all going to cosplay too?
Yeah, we should.
Can I just be Groot?
You're like, totally Groot. Yeah,
I am Groot the whole night.
You're Groot.
Okay, cool.
I'll be a rocket.
Wow, that's a little creepy,
freezing,
but I'll take
freezing.
It.
So many freezing.
David, you can be the guy who says, I don't know, you can be the John C. Reilly character or something.
Is he in this one?
No. Wow.
So I'm guessing no Nova Corps?
No Nova Corps.
I wonder if they're ever going to just put Nova in the actual Marvel Universe, then. Cinematic Universe.
Ms. Monik says he's seen it 3 times.
Already?
3 times?
Good Lord, man.
It's been out 2 days.
It's so good. Like, I want to go see it again and again and again. And someone asked me to review it, Jake, who runs our social media, and I told him no. I was like, I'm not going to review the movie because it'll be so biased because I just love Guardians of the Galaxy. This is the one franchise that I have no credibility in. In reviewing.
Why this above all the other ones, though?
I personally...
The music speaks to him.
Love the music? Yeah, exactly. I love the...
Well, let's hold on, because there was some good music in the Suicide Squad. A lot of good licensed tracks there.
Yeah, no, and then, like, I don't know, Star-Lord is a character I like. I like him more than any other character they've put on screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm just drawn to the characters. I like the ensemble cast. I like the humor, everything about it. And then this one took all that stuff and then just elevated it. I still think the first one is my favorite, obviously.
Really? Better than the second one?
First one's always the best. Like, I don't know. I love the first one. I've seen the first one so many times. It's just, it means so much. But the second one is right there. They're comparable. They're same. It's amazing. Great storytelling. I cried.
And we'll leave it right there. Leave it hanging right there, I guess.
Go ahead and cut that clip.
Yeah. I'm glad that it was said with no interruptions in the back and everything. There you go.
Oh, I mean, I like to admit it. I have emotions sometimes.
Everybody has emotions, but
I don't know about
you
that.
Watch, yeah, Gondo is kind of a robot.
They were tears of joy, I'll say that. They were tears of laughter. Okay. There's one joke in there in particular, actually two, that are just like ridiculous. I was embarrassed of myself in the theater because I was making a scene. I was laughing so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever.
That's how giddy I was. Like when the movie started, before anything even happened, you know, and it's like saying like the Marvel thing is coming down and
little,
showing the flash of all the comics.
Little ticketer.
I had a giant, stupid, idiot face smile. From
it's
that
like the
scene?
Joker had gassed him.
Yes. That's exactly what it was. I was just like a little kid, just so happy. And to the very last credit, still just a big stupid smile on my
face. After credit scene even as well?
Two?
There was like
one,
three or four
one?
Of them. There's a shitload.
There's a whole bunch? Okay. Oh,
yeah, there's a
nice.
Lot of them.
So stay the whole time, guys.
Stay the whole time until that one blue screen pops up.
All right, got it.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And then you stand up and you just clap, slow clap it. Because it's a masterpiece.
I don't really slow clap movies.
I've only stayed till one movie all the way through till like the next little B-roll stuff comes out for like, oh, get your popcorn and all that type
Well,
of
usually
stuff.
They don't play that right away.
Well, whatever it was. It wasn't trailers or anything. It was just like whatever the next little roll was. And that was Get Out. Is that what it's called?
That really recent movie?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yes. Because that was very good. I did stand and clap for that one. Not gonna lie, that was very good.
There's cameos all in this one too. Like, it's good, and all the characters grow in some sort of way. They've all evolved since the first one, and it's just good
storytelling.
So
did you expect for us to talk about this show tonight? Is that what you? I mean, this movie tonight?
We have been requested to not do any spoilers.
I was gonna
say,
yeah,
not doing any spoilers.
So even if we all saw it. We still couldn't talk about it on the show.
Yeah, it's way too recent.
It's way, way too recent.
Way too recent.
You guys are a bunch of wet blankets.
Just letting you know.
All right. What's our next story, Aaron?
We got a couple of bang bites going around.
Wait, what happened to this Jeopardy thing?
Yeah, what's our next story, Aaron?
Jeopardy and...
I want this challenge.
Did you ever figure out how the homeless people were being tracked?
No, he's not looking that up. He gave up
on
that.
Yeah, tags on their ears. That's exactly what's happening.
He gave up on that one pretty hard.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Tags on their ears. A legendary record for Mario 64 was beaten, everybody. getting all 120 stars in a certain amount of time. This guy streamed it the other day. It was he beat it, I think, by like 3 seconds or something like that.
I thought there was one star in that game that is ungettable. The developers made
it like 121 then for that ungettable star.
I don't know. I thought maybe chat could help figure it out, but I thought there was like one star in that game that is impossible to get in the game.
Maybe if you play by the rules, but these people always find glitches.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean these people?
The speedrunners. I saw one where this guy was running through one of the Zelda games, and he just had to keep barrel rolling into a fence in order to like to jump through
it. Yeah.
To get to another level. And to like cut like half an hour off his runtime.
Yeah, that kind of.
So that's how a lot of the speedrunners work. You just have to know like where the glitches are.
1 hour and 40 minutes apparently was the previous world record, which was actually weird because it was flat. 1 hour, 40 minutes, 0-0, nothing okay. else. This guy beat it by 3 seconds, so he got 139 and 57 seconds.
Okay.
And if you go online, you can find his video on YouTube. It looks like a life-changing moment, I promise you. Because he looks at his time, and then he just kind of puts his hands over his mouth, and he like puts his head in his lap like... And then he walks out the room and he gets, I guess, his mom or somebody, whoever that is. And then he brings her back in and she's like, I'm so proud. And she hugs him and it looks like his little sister walks in and he's just like, I can't believe it. And I'm like, whoa, dude, like, it's Mario.
Hey, but 2 hours, though, I'd have maybe 5 stars. So, well, so props to you, sir.
You got 120 of them bad boys. I don't think I've ever beat that game.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah. So... He's got a lot more than I had going on. Smite is going to release a Bob Ross themed skin.
Oh, man, it's that Sylvanas skin.
Yeah, the Sylvanas skin.
It's incredible.
And the voice for it, too.
Oh, there's a voice pack,
there's
too?
There's a voice pack for
man.
It.
Oh, man.
So we're going to put a happy little
happy tree.
It's pretty cool. I like that they went. They have a trailer.
I love Hi-Rez. Oh, my fucking God, I love Hi-Rez.
Hi-Rez is killing
as
it.
As a developer, they're so good.
Okay. Here's the thing, because I had a discussion with your cousin, as I do all the time.
You always talk to
her. The way you phrase that's just the worst.
That's the way I like bringing it up. And we were talking about developers. Hi-Rez versus Blizzard. This is what we were going with. Because she was like, I feel Blizzard has done a very good job with Overwatch and their constant updates and patches and character releases. And I was like, well, Hi-Rez over here, on the other hand, with Smite, at least, as much as I, you know, have paid attention to Smite, they've been steady. They've had events. They've had a steady flow of character releases, patches to balance things out and everything like that. I feel like they did a better job to me, in my opinion, than Overwatch did. And they've had, I understand that they've had a longer time now. They've been out since, like, 2014, maybe 2013 or something like that. But with the amount of characters that they've released and the amount of events that they've put on and stuff like that, I don't know.
I would say that Smite has been producing more content.
Yeah.
Well, if you go, I don't know, it's hard to compare because one's the FPS and one's a MOBA, but they do have Heroes of the Storm, which is a little, I don't know. I love Smite a lot more than I love HOTS. I feel like Heroes of the Storm is... Blizzard has to con us into playing Heroes of the Storm to get yes. Overwatch skins.
But the thing was, we weren't putting Heroes of the Storm. We were putting Overwatch particularly.
Well, Blizzard's approaching esports. I think of things through the esports scope. So if I'm looking at both of them, Overwatch League is very ambitious, and it could potentially change the game for esports as a whole. Which you got to commend them for that. But at the same time, the game's been out a year and the league hasn't begun. And the esports scene is fire right now, but they're not capitalizing on it really.
And I even brought you up in the conversation because on one of the past episodes, you said that you felt that some of the esports players didn't think the pool was big enough of characters in Overwatch right now. Like, it's kind of just, you know.
Well, yeah, there's no way you can incorporate a pick or ban system because if you...
You can change your character on the fly.
Yeah, that too. That's true. But like, even if you ban that character, like no one could pick that character from that team.
There's not enough other type of...
If you ban Reinhardt on specific map, like your team is just crushed.
Yeah.
That's just it. You're done. Or Pharah on a specific map. Because I don't know. And the hero pool's not deep enough. Like, you know, as far as main tanks go, there's like one, and Winston's getting more play now, but I don't know. The maps, like, a lot of the pros complain about the maps because they're kind of wonky.
And that's why I was like, High Res has come out with multiple maps, but, you know, they've only...
For the different game types.
The other thing is their character releases. I've only seen one that seems to get, like, any type of hate, and that's the Thoth character. And everybody's like, you know... I even saw an article where it was like, you know, where High Res went wrong with this one character. But that's one out of, like... 30 that they've released, you know, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years or something like that. And it's just like they seem to be on the ball whenever they release these characters. They do their research on after release, and they see, you know, who's extremely overpowered and how they need to balance him out to have him fit into the character.
The difference between Blizzard and High Res from where I sit, and this is from esports and to just general development, I think they're both amazing companies.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I don't dislike Blizzard. Yeah,
no, Blizzard's amazing. But I feel like Blizzard marches to the beat of their own drummer. They're kind of like Nintendo in that way, to where they will sort of listen to what you have to say if it's like gets super out of hand, like the Sombra announcement, all that heat that they got. And they're like, okay, we're not going to release stuff like that. But when it comes to like buffs and nerfs and adding maps and their schedules for things like that and stuff that's going on the PTR, like, they came out with a video that flat out said, like, yeah, the PTR isn't really for your opinion, guys.
Oh, yeah, watch that video.
We're testing things out there for you to try and help us test. Yeah. You know, you're testing it for us, but we kind of don't really want your opinion. And that was in a video that, you know, they put out. And I was kind of taken aback. Smite, on the other hand, seems like everything they do is 100% like user base driven.
Okay.
And they're constantly in their Discord, you know, just looking for what people are saying. I mean, there's some things that are kind of bad in ranked right now. They're having some server issues. Some things are questionable on the highest levels, but like, they just incorporated kart racing, and it's fun. Like.
Car racing in
Smite,
really?
Yeah, you haven't.
I gotta get back on.
Checked it out?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah, there's like a whole new game mode that's like Mario Kart.
Holy crap! I gotta get back on.
Yeah.
They're just fun. They kind of just throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks, and they're like, ah, that was fun, and they'll just move on to the next thing. I was gonna, like I say, pro on the pro level and the esports level, there's always going to be complaints, because I know the Smite guys, not just our Smite guys, but the Smite community overall has issues with some of the current meta. Just like Blizzard had a rough patch with that tank meta, you know,
but
they made adjustments and now that's getting better. People are always going to complain.
They're popping off in chat too, but I didn't even see about this.
Yeah, what do they got to say?
So, yeah, Triple Charge is saying High Res released a PTS this past week with the intent of asking for feedback. In fact, the changes of the PTS are not going to the live client this time.
Nismonic was talking about how I said Thoth was the only one that was kind of bad, but he's also saying that Bologna and Guan Yu, but like those. Literally, they came out like a day and then kind of were patched the next day. Like, that's how it is in almost all the these type of, you know, MOBA games, stuff like that. They'll bring out some really OP character, but then they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah.
There's only so much testing your team can do.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. And Ravana is definitely not worthless. You just don't know how to use them. I'm going to put it that way. So
that Ravana jungle is going nuts right now.
You might as well calm that down.
The whole game's meta right now, I mean, from what I've heard, is pretty pressure-based. Like, they kind of changed the game to where it's more just about getting early pressure and pushing really hard, as opposed to in the past, it was more methodical, where the energy team was really beast at. And they still are, to a degree. Like, that was their... They played the long game. If you got, you know, the first 5 to 10 kills, like, they were fine with it, and they'd still come back and find a way to win. But the game seems to snowball harder now, to where it's harder to have these level matches, these big chess matches, if you just pick a certain comp that's hyper aggressive.
But they're always like evolving. Like, I don't know. It seems like Smite is what kept me on for a long time. Even just playing Arena, was just the changes of the characters and the, you know, the nerfs and buffs and the new characters that were introduced and stuff like that. It just was all, it just seemed like it was so quick. Every time I'd get used to the last character, somebody else was coming out. I was like, oh crap, like I'm still playing this one. So I don't know, everybody. I mean, that's a debate for some after-hour stuff. But you should be here, of course, every week in, week out on twitch.tv/videogame_bang to check us out live and be in the chat room where you can see people like Nizmonic and Ceramic Dragon and Triple Charge.
Short Nerdy Guy.
Short Nerdy Guy, Jay.
A lot of new dudes in here. Nascent Games stopped by for a little while.
Oh, I didn't even see Nascent Games in the chat.
Ivy Doom Kitty was here.
Ivy Doom Kitty was here. You don't know who's joined. Chris Pratt? No?
Nope.
All right, whatever. Didn't want to bite on that one. Whatever.
He's rolling in his Guardians money.
Yeah, he is. All right, everybody. For Gondo, the real David Webb, and Nihilist Corey, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been banged.